Hey guys, hope you had an amazing weekend. Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani and I'll be giving you the top sports stories of the day. A lot of sporting action today, so let's begin right away. I'll begin with today's Premier League action because that's still fresh in my mind. So it started off today with Chelsea vs Everton and West Brom against Stoke. Chelsea won the game comfortably 2-0, and honestly, more than Chelsea dominating the game from start to end, it was more like a lackluster Everton. Everton were of course involved in a Europa League game on Thursday night, so that explains their tiredness. In the other game, West Brom and Stoke, it ended 1-1. Scorers were James Rodriguez and Peter Crouch. In the other two games, which kicked off on Sunday, were Liverpool against Arsenal and Tottenham against Burnley. And in the first one, Liverpool just swept aside Arsenal. And Arsenal fan TV is definitely worth a watch tonight. The goals came from Mane, Salah, Firmino and Sturridge. In the other game, Tottenham's early season was continued and Harry Kane still hasn't scored in August. The game ended 1-1 with Ali getting the opener and then new signing Chris Wood scoring in stoppage time. Saturday's action saw Bournemouth against Man City in the early kickoff, and Man City just about won that. Bournemouth opened the scoring with Charlie Daniels scoring an absolute screamer. Definitely the goal of the season so far. Jesus made it 1-1 just 10 minutes before halftime, and then right towards the end, when it was looking like it's going to end at 1-1, Sterling scored and then went into the crowd and got sent off for a second yellow, which Pep Guardiola was absolutely crazy about. He told the referees to give him a call to explain as to why that should be a sending off. Then there were four games which followed the City-Bournemouth game, and those were Crystal Palace against Swansea, which ended 0-2, Huddersfield against Southampton, and Watford against Brighton and Hove Albion, both of which ended 0-0, and Newcastle against West Ham United, which ended 3-0 in favour of Newcastle. The late game saw Manchester United take on Leicester City, and it was a comfortable 2-0 victory for Manchester United, the goals coming from substitutes Rashford and Fellaini, and despite Lukaku missing a penalty, they still won with ease. Of course, Lukaku's penalty miss meant I got 0 points for Lukaku as captain in my fantasy team. Very disappointing. So we're 3 games into the season, and we've got the international break coming up the following week. So that's no Premier League action for the next weekend. And this is where you start looking at the Premier League table. Manchester United are of course on top and are the only team to still maintain their 100% win record. Then at the bottom, you've got last season's Premier League teams who did well in the form of Bournemouth, Crystal Palace and West Ham United. And none of them have got a point yet. Very, very concerning. Especially if you look at West Ham United, the number of signings they've made, Arnautovic, Xavier Hernandez, and then Palace who've just gotten a new manager. The new system isn't working there. And then Bournemouth, who had a top half finish last season, to see them 18th. Wow, these three clubs surely have a lot to do over the next couple of weeks. Moving on to cricket, there was action in 3 matches today. I'll start off with Sri Lanka vs India, where it was yet another comfortable victory for India, although the Sri Lankan bowling attack did make it a bit difficult for India in the beginning, but then it was a cool and collected finish from MS Dhoni in the end, who remained unbeaten on 67 of 86. However, it was Rohit Sharma who ended up on 124 not out in 145 deliveries. The middle order of Kohli, Lokesh Rahul and Kedar Jadhav failed yet again. So that's something the Indian cricket team will have to look into. Anyways, India won the third ODI and they won the 5-match series 3-0. Just towards the end though, there was a bit of bottle throwing by the Sri Lankan cricket fans and the match didn't get back underway again. However, India just needed 8 runs to win from 6 overs, so India won on DLS. In the other game, it was the first day between Bangladesh and Australia and Bangladesh got bowled out for 260, and that is after being just 10 for 3. The fourth wicket partnership, it was about 155 runs. So Tamim Iqbal make 71 and Saqib Al Hasan make 84. But apart from that, you know why Bangladesh got bowled out for just 260. Then Australia came out to bat with just half an hour or 45 minutes left in the day. And this is quite surprising. Australia ended on 18 for 3. And this is going to be a very interesting test, I can assure you that. In the third and final match, which is turning out to be another interesting test match, at stumps, England are 171 for 3 in the third innings of the match and lead by 2 runs. So England made 258 in the first innings, which West Indies followed with an impressive 427, and England definitely now have a lot of work to do to set up a challenging total for West Indies to chase down in the fourth innings. Finally, let's get moving on to the F1 action, and it looks like it was another comfortable victory for Lewis Hamilton. I didn't watch much of the race though, because I was busy watching the Chelsea-Everton game. So Sebastian Vettel finished second, Ricciardo came third, and Raikkonen fourth, and Hamilton's teammate Bottas fifth. It is a bit disappointing from Mercedes' angle to see Bottas finish fifth, because honestly, he has got a stronger car, so he can definitely get more podiums. Finally, it was the big match, the match of the year, between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. And I wish I could have seen the game. From what I've heard, it was a really amazing game. But I woke up late, so I missed it. Anyways, Floyd Mayweather won in the 10th round by a knockout. That's all I've got for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.